Let the fussing and the feuding commence. I'm Tosh Moore.
I'm Olivia Palaz.
Welcome to this, the 321st episode, point two of the Verbal Mosh. We're a comic book podcast where we talk about comics, among other things. So go to theverbalmosh.com to read...
This is a no point two, because then you're making it seem like there's a point one that people need to go find. Like, it's some mystery or something like that.
Right?
Yeah, it's not even that. It's the Verbal Mosh episode 321. You can find our written reviews at our website, theverbalmosh.com. And you can also find us on social media websites, such as Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/theverbalmosh, @theverbalmosh on Twitter.
You can also leave us an email at theverbalmosh@gmail.com, though we probably won't read those. Or you can also check out our sponsors, which is the Comics Podcast Network, www.comicspodcast.com, to which we're proud members of.
What were you gonna say? You can contact other podcasts who talk about comics and whatnot. And, you know, I'm sure if you send them emails, they'll respond.
We respond. We just don't get a lot of emails. So I don't feel the need to. All right. So our opening segment is going to be, we always talk about the news, which is one of the things that we talk about in the industry, and that is, we were talking about Fantastic Four and how it's got disappointing reviews and sluggish box office receipts. It's no Terminator Genesis, I'm just saying right now, because that was great. We haven't seen the movie. We'll be seeing it this upcoming week.
So we can't really fully speak on the plot of the movie, you know, exactly what is so terrible about it. We can only guess at this time.
That speculation?
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to give it the benefit of the doubt, but now it just seems like everyone's trashing on it. And it might be a good film. I mean, I don't want to hold... I want to wait until I see the finished product. That's it.
I thought you were starting out trashing it, no?
I had a bad feeling about it, but I didn't say that like because of this I wasn't going to go see it. But I decided to just...
Well, I feel like no matter what, you're going to see a superhero comic book movie.
That's not true.
No matter what.
That's not true. I'm sure there was one that we didn't go see. We're not going to see The Man from U.N.C.L.E., but then again, that's a TV show, I believe.
Yeah, and I was talking about comic book related movies, not TV
shows.
Yeah,
I got told off. Yeah, I mean, wasn't there a comic book movie that we didn't see?
I really don't think so. I think we've seen, you know, usually we tend to see them all.
You made me see White Owl. I was like, eh. Wait, wasn't that a thing? Wait, White Owl, what was that? That was the only press novel. I don't know, wasn't that great.
By Greg Rucka.
Oh, in my mind, I call him Grucka. But yeah, that wasn't that great.
Yeah, but the graphic novel's really good, so you should definitely check it out.
Ramoni Press.
Not the movie.
Well, I don't know. If they buy the movie, Greg Rucka might get another check. As long as it doesn't go to Grant Morrison, I'm happy with that. Fine, go see White Owl by Grucka. I mean, Greg Rucka. Who drew it? Is that Michael Lieber?
Steve Lieber.
I knew it was a Lieber in there somewhere.
Who's Michael Lieber?
I don't know. I know Larry Lieber. That's Stan Lee's brother. But shouldn't he be Stan Lee Lieber? Finally. But I don't know. Like I said, I'll reserve judgment.
Why would he be Stan Lee Lieber if Stan Lee is just like a pen name?
Stan Lee Jr.?
He's trying to sound Asian, isn't he? Stan Lee!
What? No. I don't think that was his intent when he came up with that name.
People will think I'm Asian and they'll like me.
I thought it was just like Stan Lee. Stan Lee?
Like a first name, just Stanley?
Yeah, but as a bad pun. Like Professor X marks the spot.
I never thought his name like that, Professor X marks the spot.
You ever thought, I always thought like... Why would the dude who controls magnetism be like, call me Magneto? Like, oh, he'd probably be like, just call me...
Well, yeah, he wouldn't be like, call me Hot Dog Man, you know?
He did like a purple hot dog. Like if you dropped it on the street and was like, I'll just clean it off and eat it now. But yeah, like Fantastic Four is so dull, we don't even want to talk about it too much.
Well, it's because we can talk about it. We haven't seen the movie. And even if we have seen the movie, you know, reviews, they come in ages.
Oh, I'll just, yes, I know. The dinosaurs will be here when they come. Good point. But anyway, I'll just say this. As Fox struggles to keep Fantastic Four out of Marvel's hands, like they did with Roger Corman's Fantastic Four, it just shows to go that sometimes Marvel gets it right. Straight down from like the casting to the director, because Ant-Man was fantastic. I don't know. We may never know if Edgar Wright's Ant-Man would have been better. I can't speak for it, but what I did see on the screen was pretty good.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, and I think Paul Rudd contribute to some of that. And a really awesome Michael Douglas,
He
or is that Kirk
contributes the
Douglas?
heart of the movie. He's got that lovable face.
I thought you
He's
were about to
like
call him a
doing it for
scamp.
the children, for his
He's not
daughter.
saying, yeah, he's not even doing it for the children. He's doing it for a child. He's like, mine. Because you gotta pay that child support, I guess.
Yeah, there's the heart of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And that girl with that, she had the ugliest doll that her dad gave her. It was so sweet, but so ugly.
That was ugly. Ugly doll.
And she loved it so much, which was so great about it. Like, she didn't care about anything fancy or anything like that. Like a cat. They don't want no fancy toy, they just want a box. A tall box.
Is that what all cats really want? A box? But getting past the box situation, or box gate as we call it, disappointing sales all across the board. It's supposed to be a sequel.
What, Ant-Man?
No, not Ant, what? No, not Ant-Man. Fantastic Four.
By who? Same director or something like that? What? You know the details, or are you just vaguely recalling something that you might
Fox
have read
greenlit. No,
somewhere?
I didn't do that. Fucking Fox greenlit a sequel. They're like, this movie's gonna make so much money that we're gonna be able to make a
They jumped the
sequel.
gun.
They jumped the gun because I didn't know that. Like, they filmed the movie. It was wrapped.
Yeah, because they're probably thinking, this is a Marvel property, so people will automatically love it. But they didn't.
Yeah, we had X-Men, but more so for the fact that other than X-Men, they don't seem to have gotten. They just don't seem to get anything right. Daredevil was originally a bust until it went to Netflix. Was Daredevil even ever on Netflix? Daredevil? The Ben
About?
Affleck movie, was it ever on Netflix?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, what other shows like Jessica Jones and Iron Fist and Defenders coming later in the next couple of years? I think it is just best to just be like, hey, here's your characters back. Give us a small cut of it. And that way you stay profitable. Like Sony and Spider-Man. Because it shows, I don't know, when they rush these movies,
Well, yeah, because they want to
it goes
ride on
downhill.
the bandwagon.
But yeah, but then again, don't put out a product that when people
So
go
they
to see it,
gotta,
they're like,
they
boo.
have to put it out when, the market is ready for it. When people are, it's already got all these other superhero movies, and people see that, people love going to them, watching them, so they want to put out some of their own.
That's great, but it's got to be good. With the exception of Avengers: Age of Ultron, they just put that out to make some money. But what I'm saying is, that's great that you're putting out these superhero products. You've got the license to these characters, but you kind of need to go ahead and make sure that the product is good, or else people will tend to know. People aren't stupid, like the
Well, they're
executives like
kind of
Pay.
expecting people to be stupid so that they don't,
That's not the
they see the
case.
bright, shiny lights and they think, ooh, special effects, ooh, diverse people.
Fucking special
That's
effects.
like me in the movie.
I'm a big orange pumpkin. No. I mean, look at Star Wars, all the special effects. Episode 1, people were pumped for that. They're like, yeah, Star Wars. And then people were like, oh, it's bullshit.
It is. Everybody loved the puppetry from the original movies.
Suffering! But I just thought of Yoda doing that. Anyway. I mean, you can't, like, Star Wars Episode 1 was highly anticipated. Then people went and saw it. I was like, what the hell was this? And then George Lucas was like, I know how to fix this.
It was not bad.
CGI. Mo Yoda needs me CGI.
The
That's
second one
bad.
was the worst, yeah.
Oh, it's the sand. It's coarse. It's everywhere.
No, that was the third one. That
Yeah,
was the
no, that was the third one. You sure?
That was the one where he turned evil, wasn't it? Oh no, maybe that was the second one.
Yeah. Him
Yeah,
and
that
Padme
was the
were.
one, yeah, where he was in his garage shop, and that was before they go and get chained to the pillars and stuff. They gotta fight the
I forgot.
animals.
Yeah, I forgot about the I could walk with the animals. Talk with the animals. Yeah, episode 2 was just bad because it had a lot of CGI. I didn't care for Yoda fighting. If he's like this powerful force master, why does he have to do all the flipping?
Yeah, he's like some weird frog flipping all over the place.
Well, he is owned by Disney now, and so is Kermit. So could there be a Kermit
Wait,
Yoda
a love
clone?
child? What are you talking about? What are you getting to?
Well, Kermit and Miss Piggy did break up.
They did?
They did separate. After many years of
That's
alien.
wrong. That's just like, Homer and Marge splitting up. That's just wrong.
Apparently, it was only for an episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fuck you,
You were
Fox.
hyping it up to me. I remember, like, they're splitting. It's the end of an era.
I didn't say it was on the fucking end of the era was like 2008 when the show became irrelevant and a parody of itself. Fucking Milhouse's cousin who looks like him that's making it. Oh, what the fuck? Fuck you, New Simpsons. Fuck you up your ass. But fuck Fantastic Four too, because I got a bad feeling now. I've been saying it's gonna look bad.
See, there you started off how you're not gonna pass any judgment. You have a bad feeling, and now all of a sudden, look at you.
Fuck you.
Passing judgment.
Because like, Fox is a habit of putting out a shitty product. Like those old, remember those Wolverine movies they put out that were just like, well, we can contradict the other things that were said because fuck it, there's money to be made.
No, I never saw those. That's yes, a comic book movie I yes, never saw.
Yes, you
did.
You saw X-Men Origins Wolverine that had, yes, you did. I brought it over on DVD, on bootleg DVD.
I don't remember.
Yep, and why? It was so bad you closed it off from your mind.
I could have swore like I saw the sequel or something like that, and then I remember talking to you about like, oh, I never saw the original. And you were like, yeah, it's nothing to watch.
That sounds like something I would say. So you didn't see X-Men Origins?
I don't think I did.
Okay. With that fake
I
ass...
I just saw like the sequel.
What was the sequel?
I don't know.
Oh, the Wolverine. Yeah. Well, he was like, I'm in Japan now.
Yeah.
Oh, the Silver Samurai. Yeah. Oh, boy. That was just a bad movie. Anyway, let's talk about some comics this week. Because Fantastic Four has clearly failed miserably. Fox will hand over those characters to Sony. I'm sorry, Sony. That'd just be a cluster.
Sony.
Madden Fox. And then they'll probably just... They'll somehow integrate them into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Unlike X-Men, though. They ain't never getting the rights back to that.
Well, they're doing a decent enough job with it.
Yeah.
So, no complaints from me.
Oh, there's no James Marsden. He's like, oh, he can't be Cyclops no more.
Why?
Oh, I guess he could be like, oh, retired.
He's not that old.
All right.
You're like picturing him in his like gray hair or something like that. He does not. He's not that old.
Okay. All right, we can talk about the comics this week.
Right, first book we're gonna talk about.
We're not doing pick of the week this week because it has
I
to be
decided
the best book.
I was gonna do pick of the week because you were glaring me down like you better pick something.
I'm not glowering at you, but I'm just saying like there's no point because it has to be the best thing that you like. Wow, I want to write about that. And if you're just like, man, I'm handcuffing you to a radiator and with the keyboard and like write about it. We don't need to do all that. So we're gonna talk about the first book, Thor's number two, which is a Secret Wars tie-in, which is why Secret Wars. Secret War? Is it Secret War or Secret Wars?
Why don't you look at the cover?
Secret shit's more like it.
This was, like, not my favorite issue of Thor's.
But you liked the first issue. You were like, yo, you so good, Thor.
I know, but, like, the minute he started screaming about vengeance, I was just like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, Ultimate Thor's.
And I normally like Jason Aaron's writing.
Well, it's,
But it was just, like, that... classically cheesy line that like almost every single comic book character has to scream out for vengeance.
You think that's what he was going for, to be cheesy, like kind of in a tongue-in-cheek
type
way?
Well, I don't think he was trying to be cheesy because he was trying to be like have this memorable moment, you know, everybody's mourning the death.
No, that's
of, you know, Beta Ray,
because it's even worse because like Thor is like vengeance and all everyone else in the fucking hall is, oh, we might as well jump along with this one, vengeance. I was like, oh,
well, it didn't seem like they were all forced to jump along. They were kind of in the moment and everybody was like, yeah, vengeance,
in my
throwing
mind.
Their fists in the air too. They were like riding the wave of emotion that was happening.
I don't know, for some reason I would have liked this better if Thor would be like vengeance, everyone would be like vengeance, and one person would be like, nah, no vengeance.
No, that wouldn't make sense.
Made me laugh. Yeah, so Ultimate Thor is in this, and he's the lead detective finding out while Beta Ray has been killed. And then our Thor shows up with his one arm, and he's like, stop looking for things.
Because the clue to finding out why he died, who killed him, and whatnot, is the name that he says at the end, Jane...
Blake. Jane Foster Jane and Foster. Donald Blake, yeah.
No. They don't say Donald Blake. They find Donald Blake later on, and they're This means something, but I don't know what. Obviously it means something. He's Thor. They're all Thor. Jane Foster's Thor.
The frog is Thor.
Basically, so like they're killing. It's like someone's killing off all these other versions of Thor, so that only one Thor remains, is what I'm guessing.
The ultimate Thor. The mighty Thor.
Because they're like all these imposter Thors. You're Donald Blake Thor. You're Jane Foster Thor. They can only be one Odinson.
Thor.
Not third Thor.
Okay.
The frog is kind of cute. I like his little hammer hanging off his belt.
It's like a keychain, doesn't it? I do like Chris Sprouse's artwork, though. Mm-hmm. He draws a really cool Thor.
Yeah. But that's the best about it.
Chris Sprouse. Midnighter, number three. which is pretty much gay Batman. Because even Dick
It's
Grayson
just
shows up at the
gay
end.
confusion. Like, people are fighting. Like, I don't get the whole deal with all the multiple panel layouts, with all
It makes it
these things
confusing.
happening all at the same time. Like, I can never really understand what's really going
All this
on.
happening at a different time.
And there's so much of, like, this backstory they keep trying to introduce at the same time about, the past relationship between Midnighter and that one other guy who obviously had powers because he was floating in the air.
Think that was Apollo from the Authority.
Yeah.
Now after I fucking read it, now I just got it. I was like, maybe that's Apollo.
Yeah.
But the way he was drawn, never fucking mind. It's not a great comic by any stretch of the imagination. There's violence to it, which seems like it's a weird parody of a violent movie, kinda. But it just kind of like that train just got away from the writer, just a little bit. Even art by,
What? Because you enjoyed the first issue, right? No?
yeah. And then it
Yeah.
just kind of like the
I
editor
didn't
was like,
enjoy issue one at all up
yeah.
until now.
You didn't like issue one up until now.
Yeah, up until like everything. Like, I haven't enjoyed anything from starting from issue one.
It hurts to have like an artist that isn't consistent. One and two, the writer. It's like the editor's like tell the writer like, yeah, whatever. Just email me your script, and I'll just ha send it to the editor, the artist, and then we'll just publish it. No,
I mean,
I don't need to read it.
how do you feel about the character? Because you're more familiar with the characters. How do you feel about this guy's story?
It's good characterization of Midnighter because the way that he, I mean, it's really not the original Midnighter. It's not Warren Ellis's Midnighter. It's really Mark Millar's Midnighter from his Authority, where he was sarcastic and like, all I want to do is hurt people because it's fun and sexy.
This Midnighter, all he wants to do is have sex with people because it's fun and
And
it's sexy.
sexy. Exactly. With results that are sexy.
And he doesn't want to dance.
Because he can't dance. He can fight. He can kill you in a million ways.
That
But got no
whole
rhythm.
scene in the bar, like, I did not understand it at all.
Wanna dance? Wanna play pool? Wanna play pool and dance? And like, bullshit. What's going
I didn't understand what the characters were trying to do. Like, was this trying to make
I
me,
wanna sex you up.
empathize with them? Or I don't know what it was trying to do, give some backstory to them. It just seemed really pointless.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, second to last book. Daredevil number 17. Daredevil gets his new costume back, but puts, well, his old costume back, actually, and puts his loved ones in jeopardy yet again. At the hands of the Kingpin, yet again.
Surprisingly terrible for a Daredevil book. I mean, we usually like it.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Samnee's artwork
Did
is
you
pretty
like
good.
this? I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I didn't really like this issue, but did you like it?
I thought the story was like a little too complex, and maybe because there was a big lull between issues, so I was like, wait, why is Daredevil trying to work with the Kingpin again? Why is the Shroud the stupidest son of a bitch on the planet? Julia Carpenter was great, though.
Because it's all about the Shroud. I mean, I don't get. Yeah, it's like getting so much more complicated now with Wilson Fisk entering the fray because it was all about the Shroud and how he had the owl strapped up into his giant machine and.
To look on Wikipedia. To use them for the internet.
And now,
We're paraphrasing here.
Daredevil's trying to work with the Kingpin, and he was just like, "Oh, and I'll give you the upper hand, where only you will know my personal identity, and nobody else will. And so I'm gonna work with you, and to take out the Shroud to work together." Yet, like, it made no sense because Kingpin never had any intention to work with Daredevil. He already had, kidnapped everybody, Foggy and
McDuffie,
McDuffie
Foggy,
at
yep.
that point, thinking, knowing he had the upper hand, pretending to go along with Daredevil's plan. And the Shroud, who Daredevil was supposed to be, fighting against, all of a sudden he wants to work with him because he was just
Out of
like, now
nowhere.
we have to go against the Kingpin because he's the one who's got Julia Carpenter now.
It's confusing.
Like, he really doesn't care at all who his enemies or friends are. Like, it just completely changes at the, drop of a dime.
I was going to say Rachel, but I was like, Julia! That's pretty much it.
Have Daredevil, and then like throughout the entire issue, he's fighting. I swear, I can't remember his name. Ikari, right?
Ikari, yeah. Well, wait, Ihari. Whatever. He's Japanese. He different. And different's wrong. Go on.
But he's just fighting him throughout the entire issue, and he's just like really struggling at it. And he
Oh,
finally,
yeah.
towards the end, he's like, "I finally come up with my idea of how to solve everything." And that's when the Shroud comes in, and
Oh.
he's just like, "Let me handle things my way. Doesn't matter about your plan, Daredevil."
Oh, I killed that guy. Sorry. And then as soon as Daredevil's plans come to fruition, he's like, I've got the idea to save everyone. I have, and I need Ikari. And then Shao's like, yeah, I killed him. Great.
Why didn't he, like, say his idea at that moment? He just kept saying, I got it. I got it.
Or, no, think. And then he was just like, well, there goes my plan. Thanks, Shroud. And agreed, it's surprisingly bad for a Mark Waid Daredevil issue. I guess because he's wrapping up this book, and he probably did it months ago to move over to something else.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, this needs a resolution. What's the easiest way? And he'll, at the end, he'll be like, Daredevil was a Doombot.
The Owl's daughter is absolutely useless. There she is trying to supposedly rescue Julia Carpenter at the beginning of the issue, but she's completely like, don't you know I'm Spider-Woman?
Take that,
slapping
bitch.
Her around. Yeah.
That was awesome. I did like that a lot. Okay, the last book we're going to talk about is a non-sexual tension in Superman number 42, Lois Lane ripping off Clark Kent's shirt.
And you think, according to you, this is like the sexiest book there that they're putting out.
Touch it. Superman can't help but be naked or have his shirt torn off by Lois Lane.
Or have his crotch thrusting somewhere. Or
feel me, Luther.
You know, when he was like fighting that other guy, what was his name? The blonde-haired guy.
Ulysses,
yeah.
Yeah, he was butt naked a lot and thrusting his crotch.
Thrusting his crotch, like standing with his crotch just like aimed right at him.
Ulysses, my crotch will fool you. Sex. So, Lois Lane using the internet and her own deductions and Superman's lack of powers because he's always going supernova or whatever.
It's not like she used the internet. She was putting together her own file of information, putting together locations where Superman was last spotted, realizing that he'd been getting slower and slower, noticing more and often and how these would coincide with Clark Kent getting bruises all over himself.
Oh yeah, she's like, you and Jimmy were doing what? Playing baseball. Sounds like a lie.
And she got so upset. I hated how she got in Clark's face, the fact that he was keeping the, you know, these secrets from her, and like, and I just thought, like, who the hell does she think she is? It's not like she, exactly, they're not in a relationship. Who is she to him? Just a friend. And he doesn't, you know, are they even that close friends? They're just kind of work partners.
Yeah, they don't even have a romantic interest toward each other, so what's
exactly.
The point?
Exactly, so like, why is it her business? Why does she need to get in his face so much? Rip off his clothes, which I thought was uncalled for.
Because she's Snoopy. And I don't mean the lovable Peanuts character.
I mean, that's only something that, like, these bossy female characters get written into comic books and animes and stuff. I hate them. Like, seriously, just because you're curious doesn't mean you have to go and, you know, invade someone else's personal space.
All right, name another character who did that. Names of Nick, you can't name another bossy anime character or comic book character other than Aunt May.
What?
Eat your wheat cakes, Peter. She sticks. She's like jabbing him with a stick.
It's, yeah, nothing comes to mind right now. I'll probably think of it later on, but
okay, later on, and then text me and be like, "That's who I was thinking of."
Yeah.
This character, they're bossy. Damn it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, this had Superman coming face to face with.
That was cause, like in animes, I just think of those girls who kind of are made to seem cute, but they're constantly, like, pushing the guys and hitting the guys and beating the crap out of them. Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, endearing.
Maybe to them that's what endearing means.
And you know, Lois Lane is getting all up in his face here, and yet it's, I guess, supposed to be endearing to him, so that they could possibly form a relationship later on. Because, like, even, what's her name? The blue-haired character is like, you love birds, and they're just like, what? We're not lovebirds.
Odessa?
Yeah. What's her name?
Sansa?
Something similar. Condessa? Contessa?
Cordelia? Queen Latifah? Wait, hold on.
It's something like that.
Condessa.
Yeah, Condessa. Yeah, so it seems like, oh, maybe they're hinting at a relationship could form between the two of them.
Well, you spoke of anime and how it's written. This is written by an Asian guy. So who knows? Maybe he was like...
that's real random.
It is.
Just because he's Asian?
Maybe he was like, you know what? I watch a lot of anime too, and I like next when women thing, are bossy.
Next thing you're going to be like, oh, just because he's Asian, he must know kung fu. That's like ridiculous.
What? No.
He must be good at math.
Oh, maybe he can help me with mine.
You're so racist.
No, I'm not.
So, they're basically having to deal with, company, this group called Hoarder?
Yeah, I just said Hoarder in my mind.
Hoarder? I mean, I kept thinking of hors d'oeuvres the entire time.
Sounds delicious.
But because they had like they the guy in charge of it was the one who was like texting Clark Kent, like, I know your secret identity, Clark,
So come get sexy with me.
Superman.
So come get sexy with me, or I'll tell everyone.
And so that's why Clark and the gang, they go and they try and confront this guy and take him down, but they really get nothing done. Clark winds up butt naked yet again. Where does he keep coming up with all these clothing to cover himself after getting butt naked? I don't know.
And they destroyed
He
his.
must have some like secret stash up his butt or something.
He didn't even have his cape, and he would like wrap his red cape around his nakedness. DC won't like this at all. And somewhere Paul Levitz is putting soap in his eyes to erase this image. How could you, Superman? You stood for truth, justice, and the American way, so long as it was set in the 1950s. No voting rights for you.
I guess.
You didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it.
What did you think of the art? Was it was John Romita Jr., so you know it was so boxy.
Yeah,
Like a
I
box.
don't really care for his art style that much.
But it looks like a box.
Yeah, I get it. You love boxes, just like our boys.
What? No, you don't see. When's the last time you see me get in a box?
I don't know. Maybe you're doing it when my back is turned.
Oh, if I could just get some carpeting inside it, I'd be happy. All right, so do you agree or disagree with us when we thought about some of these books this week? Go to theverbalmosh.com, write some
Leave
comments,
comments.
leave comments, you freaks. And also go to theverbalmosh@gmail.com in your browser. Wait, no, don't fucking do that. Just go to, you know what? Just go to theverbalmosh.com, and there are links for everything to get in contact with us, to follow us on our social networking sites, and to read past reviews and listen to older interviews, because that's important too, to have all that stuff in storage. So theverbalmosh.com is really your one-stop shop for all the crap that we've created, the content that we've created, and we hope that you do check it out. So we will see you probably in 2 weeks. Hey, we're not gonna lie, we're realists here.
We'll be able to have a better review for Fantastic Four.
Who knows? We might actually enjoy it.
I don't know. I like those other ones. Those other out The Rise of the Silver Surfer. That's still a good movie, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I was gonna say Morpheus was the name, was the voice of the Silver Surfer. I almost said Norpheus. Morpheus, not Neo. Lawrence Fishburne. So Perry White was in Fantastic Four.
What's up?
All right. All right, we'll see you soon. I was gonna say next week. I was like, whoop. Your aspirations are